bald and gray and white-haired heads bobbed up and down around them. Like little children, they could hardly stand still. Their obvious senility had lulled Patience. Now she began to remember that she had followed a path that others had walked before. "Yes," she said. "Unworm invited us. But we got lost in the snow. Can you tell us where he is?" "Behind the golden door," said one. The others nodded solemnly. "But you can't go all at once, only one at a time."
"He wants us all at once," said Rec.
"Liar, liar," said one of the men.
Patience glared at Rec as if to tell her, "I'm the diplomat and you're the recluse. Leave this to me." But in fact, Patience had no idea how to deal with these men. They seemed harmless enough. Still, they knew Unworm, and Unworm knew them, and they might have strength enough to make things difficult.
"Right now we have to rest," said Patience.
"No tricks," said the youngest of them, a man whose hair had not yet turned white, though his plump face was sagging badly.
"You," said Patience. "Sir, could I know your name?"
"Trades," said the man. "You tell us first."
"My name is Patience," she said.
"Patience? You shouldn't walk around with such thin clothing in snowstorms."
Then he giggled as if his advice had been a masterpiece of wit.
"And your name?"
"I cheated," he said. "I don't have a name."
"I thought you said no tricks."
He looked crestfallen.
"But Unworm took our names, and he won't give them back."
Patience wasn't sure what game they were playing, but she tried to play along anyway.
"You must be very angry, then, to have lost your name."
"Oh, no. Not at all. Who needs a name? We're very happy. We have everything we need."
"'Cause we don't need anything."
This last was said by the youngest one. He was nodding wisely like a child, but his eyes were no child's eyes. They were heavy with sadness and loss. It occurred to Patience that these men, for all their cheerful babbling, might indeed be trying to communicate. "We have everything we need because we don't need anything. Therefore, we have nothing." She began to pry as delicately as she could. "What other good things has Unworm done for you?" she asked.
"Oh, he takes away our worries." "We never worry about a thing."
Suddenly, Ruin interrupted.
"Makes me sick," he said.
The men fell silent. Patience looked at him and smiled with murder in her eyes.
"Maybe Unworm will help you feel better for the next few minutes, so you won't feel obliged to say anything."
Ruin got the hint and returned to glowering into the fire.
"What did he do with your worries?" asked Patience.
"Took them all away. Took them out of our heads. Put them into his own head.
No more worries about..."
But he didn't finish his sentence. They all waited stupidly for someone else to speak.